Hello, we're back here with another Footy Talks, and today we're going to be talking about Premier League and La Liga first game. So yesterday, La Liga had, I think it was Saturday that I played the first game. Barcelona played yesterday, not so well, 0-0. They ended up having no goals in the game. Other than that, Barcelona could have improved in some things. They're doing good so far, though, but 0-0, expected more from them. Now let's move on to Real Madrid. Real Madrid impressed me when I saw them play. They played good, like always. They kept their form, even though they haven't played a match in a while. And yeah, they're playing like always. This time Benzema didn't score. David Alaba scored a good goal. Alaba's goal was nice. It was a good curl. I liked it. It was a good free kick too. But yeah, Premier League, Nottingham Forest against West Ham United. Good game, very good game. And the way that West Ham United has so much opportunities to score a goal and yet missed them. It's like when they shot from the long distance, it was a crossbar and it never passed the line. And Nottingham got lucky. And if it wasn't for that, they would have lost by now. But yeah, Jesse Lingard played his debut, and I'm ready to see what Nottingham can bring to the table in Premier League. I feel like they can bring so much more than what probably West Ham can bring. And I don't think they're going to be relegated again. I think they're going to be able to fight for at least like in the middle of the table, like top 8, 10, you know, at least there. And they have the potential to at least like reach top 5, you know? I feel like they have good potential. They're good. And yeah, they won their first game yesterday, 1-0. They got very lucky. Oh yeah, the goalkeeper for Nottingham saved a penalty. It was nice. I mean, it was kind of predictable too, so you should have seen that coming. Like, come on now. And what else? I think it was Saturday, that Manchester United played against Brentford. Such a disappointing game. Not good. Manchester United not motivated enough. I don't know what's happening, but they're lacking a lot. I thought they were doing good. I thought they were going to win. I was all right. Manchester United back in their form, you know, because I saw them play against preseason, and I thought they were going to do good, you know, because they won the preseason games. They did decent, you know, and we thought it was going to be a new era, you know, like new players, new everything. And we were like, all right, bet. No, the disappointment I had on my face Saturday. I expected more, you know. I thought, how you call it, Manchester United was going to win, but Brentford won 4-0. And they scored all the 4 goals before first half finished, bro. All the goals were scored before first half finished. And when it came to second half, they got so lucky it didn't go past 4. That would have been embarrassing for the first game, too. And Cristiano Ronaldo's having an attitude. Is having an attitude in the locker rooms and everything. They're saying that he's such a moody person now. And just as they can't handle him no more. But I feel like it's a smart move, though. I feel like he's just trying to do that to get out of the club. But I don't know. But if he is trying to do that to get out of the club, I would, too. Like, I want to play for that club no more. At this point, I had the same club I played for when I was, like 17 or, like, whatever. But, yeah, if I were him, I'd do whatever it takes to leave the club. Because I feel like that club has so much more to bring, Manchester United. But they can't bring it out with the players they got. And especially since they got a team captain, Harry Maguire, you ain't bringing anything out that club. And I feel like overall, they could bring so much more. But, yeah. And what else we got? Premier League. Oh, yeah, Tottenham and Chelsea. 2-2. They tied up yesterday. Conte and Tuchel got in an argument when the game finished. They went to go shake each other's hand, but I don't know what happened. Tuchel gripped his hand. Conte wasn't trying to shake his hand, but then Tuchel got him by his hand and pulled him, and that's when it started like happening. It was like a fight, not a fight, but like, you know, there was like pushing, shoving, everything. Tuchel wasn't letting go, and Conte was getting mad, and the Tottenham players had to come and split the fight before anything got more serious. Chelsea had so much opportunities to score. Like, I don't know what else to say. They were doing decent, though. Like, they played good for their first game back. They played good. I liked the way they played. Tottenham played good, too. They didn't miss anything much. They were playing good. That was good. Oh, yeah, Koulibaly scored his goal for Chelsea, the first goal. It was a nice goal. It was like a volley, but like inside the penalty box, you know? And I liked the goal. It was a good goal. And then Reece James scored a goal. I liked that goal, too. It was like just comes in, like shoots it in the net. And it was a good goal. I liked it. And what else? Tottenham played good. But yeah, Tuchel and Conte got in a fight. They started getting into it. Tottenham and Chelsea players had to kick in and everything, make sure nothing went farther than what it was. And other than that, I feel like the Premier League is going to be a good Premier League, you know? Manchester City. Oh, yeah, Manchester City won the game. I forgot how much they won, but they won the game. Erling Haaland should do... He's doing decent. And Liverpool, Darwin Nunez. I don't know how I feel about Darwin Nunez being at Liverpool. I feel like he's going to be like a one-hit wonder. Because I feel like he only had one good season. But you never know. It can change. And yeah, I feel like Darwin Nunez can do more for Liverpool. Oh yeah, the MLS versus the Liga MX. It was a good game. I watched it. Kind of disappointed. They should have won. They, how do you call it? MLS won 2-1 against them. In my opinion, Liga MX should have won, but that's just me. But yeah, they could have gave more. Like, come on now. I was expecting more. They lost in the challenges and they lost in the match too? No, it can't be like that. And that's just a fact that they just lost like that too. And if I let that happen, nah, personally, that's fine. I mean, that's good. And League Uno Uber. Oh, the League One. How do you call that? It's like the I don't know, the French League. Yeah, the French League. Pretty much where PSG, Noise, and everything else is there. You know, I feel like PSG is always gonna win the thing, like the league. Like, it's not even a question. They've been winning that for like the past straight couple of years already. What do you expect? Like, what do you want them to do? Not win? They're gonna win. But yeah, PSG has been doing good so far. Messi has been getting back in form. He said he's gonna renew. They said talking about the renewed contract of Lionel Messi. I feel like he should move back to Barcelona. They said he's gonna come back 2023 because his contract expires 2023. But they said that he's not gonna focus on any clubs right now. He's gonna focus on the World Cup. He said he's gonna think about his answer once the World Cup is done, and he's moving back to Barca. That's a fact. He's not going back to PSG. If he goes back to PSG, I'm going to be disappointed and sad. He should go back to Barcelona, and stay there and finish his career there pretty much and just retire there. And I feel like he should just retire there because I feel like he has so much he can give more. But yeah. And so Luis Suarez El Pistolero moves back to Club Nacional de Football. He moves back there. I feel like it's a good move because I feel like he hit his prime already. His time for La Liga was gonna end already. He was either moving his old club or go to a new club. I feel like it would be cool to see him at the Premier League though. Aston Villa. It would have been nice to see him there. But yeah, and it would have been nice to see him there tomorrow. Tomorrow the boys soccer team, I think JV, C team, and varsity have a game tomorrow. I don't know if it's gonna be home or away. I don't know, but they're gonna have a game tomorrow. Not sure who they're gonna play against. I gotta check everything out right now. But yeah, right now. And the World Cup. Messi and Ronaldo's last World Cup is crazy. And I think it's gonna be Messi, Ronaldo's, Luis Suarez, and Neymar's last World Cup. Cause I find Neymar, he said in a documentary, or I forgot what he said. He said he doesn't know if he has the full potential to reach another World Cup. And I understand that, cause it's like big pressure being put on you. Especially if you're like the best one on your whole national team and you gotta carry him. You gotta put all the pressure on you, you know? And yeah, and especially he's pretty young. He's like 30 just now. He just turned 30 and he's pretty young still. But hopefully this is not his last World Cup. Hopefully he still plays more until he can't no more, you know? But hopefully this isn't his last. Because yeah, he has so much to give than just like retire at a young age. And Messi and Ronaldo, that's crazy how it's gonna be their last World Cup. Oh yeah, Suarez too, his last World Cup. And they gave everything, and this is their final shot to win a World Cup. They got to give everything they have. They got to show them what they can do, especially their national teams, their national club. They got to show them what they can do, what it takes to win a World Cup. Because I feel like Portugal, Argentina, and Uruguay have the potential to probably win a World Cup, especially Argentina. Has the potential to win the World Cup. Argentina wouldn't be surprised me. Or if they at least reach the finals, like, it wouldn't surprise me. And yeah. And let's talk about Mexico now. I don't know how I feel about Mexico anymore. I was like, they're gonna win the World Cup. I don't know. The way they've been playing and the way I was checking the games, analyzing how they played again, it was not it. That should have just, I don't know. But it was like, they played decent. But I feel like some things they're missing still. Like the forwards that we got are missing scoring goals part. Like, I don't think they get that yet. But we need them to start scoring goals for the World Cup. And I want to see Prime Memo Cho at the World Cup. Nothing goes in the net. But yeah. And I don't want to see anything past the net. That's pretty much what I want to see. I want to see Ochoa block everything. But yeah. And La Liga so far is good. Real Madrid, I'm pretty sure they're in first place for La Liga. And Barcelona, they tied up 0-0. I'm kind of disappointed in that game. I feel like they could have done more, way more. And Paulo Dybala to Roma and Gini Wijnaldum to Roma. It's a nice transfer. I like how how Roma's doing big moves in the transfer market without everyone making it seem big, you know? It's smart. Jose Mourinho making good moves. I feel like he knows what he's going to do. And as I saw in the last game, I think Paulo Dybala made his debut. He did good. He was showing them what he can do. Because in Juventus, he wasn't going to be able to show all his skill already. Because they already got a new striker and everything. And now he's going to take his spot. And so I feel like it's good that he moved to Roma. And Gini Wijnaldum, it's good that he moved to Roma too. Because at PSG, he wasn't getting no type of playtime. And I don't know why he signed for Roma. I mean, for PSG. He should have just stayed at Liverpool. But it's his career. He chose what he wanted to do with it. And yeah, that's really up to him. Because they were stacked with midfield, but he should have just stayed out of Liverpool. But Roma is not a bad choice, to be honest with you. It's not a bad choice. And yeah. But Paulo Dybala is going to shine with Tammy Abraham at Roma. I just know that for a fact. Paulo Dybala has so much to give. He's still young. He plays good. He's a lefty. And he plays good for national team and club. And he has experience with playing too. So he'll be good, definitely, for a fact. And yeah, I feel like Paulo Dybala has it. And Tammy Abraham was giving so much last season. He was popping off at Roma. Chelsea, he should have stayed at Chelsea. Instead of, like, oh yeah, speaking of Chelsea, Timo Werner left Chelsea. He left the club to go back to his old club, RB Leipzig. I think, yeah, he went back to that club. And yeah, he pretty much just finessed Chelsea. He's not coming back. And yeah, I feel like that was kind of disappointing. Could have seen more from Timo Werner. They should have kept him one more season or on loan. They should have let him go on loan. But I mean, if they wanted to sell him, they sold him. Kaya Havertz is going to have to be like the step up for a striker. And yeah, while, like I said, Tammy Abraham should have stayed at Chelsea. But I don't know what. I feel like they sold him, yeah. They sold him to get Romeo Lukaku. But it didn't work out either, so he went back to Inter Milan. And Lukaku was having fun. He's over there at Inter Milan having fun like nothing, bro. He's acting like he's not even at a club. Like, he's acting like listen, he should, if he liked Inter Milan so much, he should have just stayed there instead of go to Chelsea. Because that was like a waste of money. And Tammy Abraham could have stayed at Chelsea. Tammy Abraham has so much to give at Chelsea. He was like a potential star, you know? But he's giving it all at Roma. Which Roma needed a striker. And he gave it all at Roma. And he still has more to give at Roma. And imagine seeing Paulo Dybala, Tammy Abraham together. That would be a crazy duo. And the assisting and everything. The fact that Paulo Dybala is a left-footed player. Just like Messi. Yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah. And I'm ready for the World Cup, to be honest with you. I'm ready to see the action. Oh yeah, it's gonna start a day earlier. They announced it officially. It's gonna start a day earlier. And yeah, but I'm still gonna be in school watching the World Cup. I'm gonna watch it. It's gonna be a good World Cup. And I wanna watch every Mexico World Cup game. And Argentina's, I think. Yeah, I'm gonna watch Argentina's and Mexico. And I think I might watch, what's another team? England World Cup. I'm gonna watch the way they play and everything. That'll be good. And yeah, pretty much it. I have. Thank you for listening to Footy Talks. Till next time.